Okay, the last section of this podcast just covers a few miscellaneous issues. The first is a revisiting of the individual savings account limits. That's the ISA limit from 2011. You may recall that in the first finance bill, there was a proposal to index link these from April 2011, and that was a measure that got dropped in the parliamentary wash-up. That has now been reinstated, so we're back where we were in March, April of 2010. So a little bit of good news for savers there. That's the first point. The second one that I'd just like to put before us is the rules in respect of purchasing annuities for pensions. You may recall that the current rules require somebody who has got a pension fund building up to take an annuity by their 75th birthday. Now, the government has announced that it's going to end that requirement to buy a fund by age 75 with effect from 2011-12, by which they have to either buy an annuity or otherwise secure, that's the alternative securing, of a pension income. So that's quite good news there for people who, in any event, are going to have to be working for a lot longer, and putting off the day by which you can actually take a pension is obviously good news because the annuity rates then increase quite quickly. Right, that's the second point. The bank levy, of course, widely predicted bank levy, is indeed coming in, and the UK has decided to just do a European thing with France and Germany. And they've all confirmed their intention to introduce a levy on banks and indeed building societies, as well as foreign banks operating in the UK. At the moment, that's expected to be a balance sheet levy, and it's also expected to raise something over £2 billion per annum. So that's obviously not going to be great news for the banks, and their share price dipped very slightly on the morning of the 23rd of June, but I expect that they'll cope with that. Okay, another point that I think might be of interest to AAT members, the Business Payment Support Service, otherwise known as the Time to Pay, that's going to remain in place for the foreseeable future. Okay, and on that point, I think we've now got to the end of my general review of the budget provisions for the 22nd of June. I'll be doing a separate vodcast covering some more detail on one or two of those areas, probably the CGT changes and the business tax provisions, which I think will largely be of interest to AAT members. So I look forward to seeing you then. Hopefully this has been of some use, and I'll talk to you soon. Cheerio.